and he's doing his thing, and he's trying to jump up at me. And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me, and I accidentally knocked it in the head. You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever. Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me. Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Mortgage Right puts the M in mastery when it comes to purchasing a new home. Let them make home ownership a possibility for you. Also, home equity. It's never been higher in your home than it is right now. So take advantage of that and make it work for you. MortgageRight.com/TNR. MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239. Equal housing lender. We start with, I have to give the man credit for creativity.
Okay.
It seems unlikely a state trooper needed a second opinion before charging a man with having a forged inspection sticker on the vehicle he was driving Tuesday. Now, we don't have to have inspection stickers here in the state of Alabama.
I have the picture, said picture, compared to what the actual sticker looks like. And do you think his rendering would be good or bad?
Based on my reading of the story, I'm going to say bad.
I'm going to say it's really, really bad.
So the alleged fake is on a vehicle driven by 30-year-old Johnstown man.
Pretty good.
What's the closest part?
The 2022. That's about it.
I love the logo. The logo he drew is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just on a post-it note.
It took so much effort.
It's a napkin, it looks like.
Yeah. It took like about 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, easy. Wow. That's pretty incredible. Troopers did not say, by the way, the stop where this guy was caught, 3:37 a.m. They did not say if it would be a felony charge of criminal possession of a forged instrument, but they were considering that charge. I mean, it does seem like a pretty big charge.
Also, if he tried to do the barcode, just a bunch of lines.
He was like, screw that.
That's pretty hilarious, by the way. And at 3 whatever in the morning, he's probably so drunk that they look exact. Which one's the real one, sir? You tell us which one's the real one. I can't tell the difference, to be honest with you. It looks the same to me.
So I used to, Jacksonville State, in the, I think it was the science building. The parking was terrible. But they had faculty parking up close to the building. So in the days I didn't really want to walk or the other lot was full, I would pull up and for a minute, faculty had like a window sticker and students had a hang tag, right? So I would just take my hang tag off and I would put a note in the window that said guest speaker of Dr. Savastinovich. Yeah. Dr. Savastinovich was the name I would use to get anything I wanted. Never got a ticket for that.
Yeah.
So once it worked there, I started doing it at every building.
Dumbest thing I've ever done.
Right.
Yeah, that's
a high bar for you, Jim.
One time I didn't have enough money back in my gambling days in college to get my updated license plate, right? And I've been, pretty much on my own since I was 18. I needed to, my month had come to get a new updated license plate. I didn't have time to get a new one and didn't have the money. So I strategically placed some mud clump right over the sticker that would show mine's outdated to cover up the mud.
Hilarious.
Okay, but wait. Yeah. But to go along with the back, I also slung some mud on the back bumper and truck to look like naturally I'd been around.
Cover up the crime.
Yeah.
How long did that stay on there?
Worked for a while.
Yeah.
But eventually that stuff will dry and fall off. Mm. Or it rains.
Just do a Sharpie and cover it.
Yeah.
Say run over a Sharpie.
Yep.
From DeLand, Florida, there is nobody that's been in trash more
than... By the way, that may have been the biggest redneck thing I've ever admitted to right
there. Pretty big.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever been in trash more than Florida, man. And we got another one. Volusia County Sheriff's Office arrested a naked man, they say threw a machete at another man, and demanded his clothes before running away and approaching several vehicles at a gas station.
Looks like the Terminator's approaching him.
Oh, wow. We got a still shot from video.
Yeah. It really does.
The incident began... Are they blurring? I mean, if they're blurring...
They're blurring.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I tried to enhance it. Wouldn't happen.
It's a long way away.
That's his left arm, Brown.
Oh, my.
Deputies say the
I mean, what do you think is impressive there?
I'm just saying they're blurring from that much of a distance. Are they blurring his butt?
Yeah,
I think they took a screenshot and then they blurred the photo. Okay. I don't think it's an actual... Like, there's
just
a guy
his
on the
backside.
Camera.
No, yeah, I'm just saying I didn't know you had to blur a butt like that. I think we're all grown people. We know what a butt looks like.
Yeah, everybody's got one.
Yeah.
We'll show yours right now. We don't have to blur it, though, in your opinion.
Number two.
No, you
totally... look at this. No, look at your face.
You totally won't. Huh? I know you won't. You won't.
I'm not going to do
it. It's just a butt.
It's all about the clicks. This is extra programming.
I'm not. Yeah, I know. You had to work on it. So I'm not going to do it because I don't want to. Not because I don't think I can. Yeah. It's because I chose not to.
They did it on Mad Men.
Double ding.
Speaking of double ding, look at that left arm.
Oh, my.
No, I just didn't know you had to blur a butt, so I thought the blur meant that there was something else there, and that photo's from a long way away. Anyway, deputies said the naked man was picking palmetto berries in the woods, came running out with a machete.
You cannot do that with shorts on. It's impossible.
He then demanded clothes, wallet, and the phone of a surveyor in the area, according to the officials.
You know, this isn't going to be as much fun as soon as Michelson laser vision gets your eyesight fixed.
Why?
Because you miss seeing that video over there. You were thinking that could be, what we were blurring out.
The scary thing to me is there on the bottom left, there's a option of disarming. What does that mean?
We're going to drop him.
Disarm. No.
I could see that it's blurred. I didn't know what they were blurring. Well, those wire making it so weird. A man in the United Kingdom who's wanted for car theft was sent to jail on Friday after the police found him hiding inside a teddy bear.
What?
Yeah. According to a social media post, the Greater Manchester Police say 18-year-old Joshua Dobson had been wanted by cops since May when he stole a car before fueling up without paying. Last month, officers went to his address to arrest him. They noticed a very large teddy bear on the property that appeared not to be entirely inanimate. The cops found the 18-year-old had stuffed himself inside the giant 5-foot teddy bear. He must be a small dude, though, no joke.
Yeah.
When we went to arrest him, the police said, our officers noticed a large bear breathing in the address before.
Oh, my God. Boss.
It's got to be hot in there.
Hey, Mark Wahlberg, the cops are here.
What?
Was it Mark Wahlberg that was with the bear?
I like how his name's his actual name. Hey, Mark Wahlberg.
I can't remember what he was in the movie.
That's good.
Hey, Mark.
Good callback. Totally forgot about that movie.
Why are you calling me my full name? Stupid bear.
Just read the script.
So this man was stuffed in a bear suit, or not even a bear suit, an actual stuffed teddy bear.
Yeah.
That dude's got to be very small. That's A. B, that is a lot of work to evade police. C, it's got to be extremely hot and confining.
Yeah, no.
Stuffed with cotton.
Yeah, there's no other cotton left in there, except maybe in the stomach. You've got to carry, I've already thought this out, you've got to carry some cotton in your shirt after you get into the suit.
To stuff in behind.
And put that down around the whole area to make it look legit.
You meant to tell the photographer, all right, hey, Bill, got to lift his legs to show his butt. Lift the legs of the bear to show that last shot.
Take another picture. I was leaning.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay.
A man who changed his name to Fire Exit by Deed Poll says his unusual name follows him everywhere he goes and claims there's nobody more famous than me. I'm going to argue that one. This fella you see there, if you're watching us, is Dino Wilson, but he is now known as Fire Exit. He opened up what it's like having the name up in lights, remarking it's funny, thinking my name is illuminated somewhere every day across the globe. The 41-year-old audio and visual installation engineer initially changed his name as a joke, but has since brought him fame, leading to meet and greets.
I mean, did he have to be sitting there looking at a light one night and say, you know what? What if my name was Fire Exit?
And it's always going to be in the lights, and every building is going to be in the lights. My name was going to be everywhere.
According to Fire Exit, his girlfriend is now sick of the sight of fire exits, and he and Fire Exit, who lives in Hampshire, England, we get a lot of stories out of England. Yeah, there's this Florida man in England.
Yeah.
There's nobody more famous than me. I'm the only person who ever has his name still up in lights, even after the power's off.
God,
what a weirdo.
What a sad life.
Yeah.
And finally.
By the way, he's losing his hair, too.
That salad?
Yeah, he's losing the salad.
So call Dr. B.
Finally, in trash today, is Tom Hanks, decade the greatest any actor has ever had. From 1992 to 2002, here's what Tom Hanks did. Is this the greatest decade in acting history?
Okay.
You ready? 1992, A League of Their Own.
Liked it.
1993, both Sleepless in Seattle and Philadelphia.
Liked them.
Won an Oscar.
For Philadelphia, obviously.
Correct.
1994, Forrest Gump.
Won an Oscar.
An iconic movie. 1995, Apollo 13 and Toy Story.
Loved them both.
Two hits. 1996, wrote, directed, and starred in That Thing You Do. I have never seen that one.
Oh, it's a good little film. I really like it.
You
like
the song that? Gets a little annoying. I think they did it on purpose. But yeah.
Spartacus!
Yeah. Shades.
1998, Saving Private Ryan and You've Got Mail, two very different movies.
Wow.
1999, Toy Story 2 and The Green Mile.
Wow.
2000, Castaway. 2001, wow. Produced Band of Brothers.
Wow.
And then 2002, Road to Perdition, Catch Me If You Can, and produced My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Pretty good. Wow. It's a pretty good decade, isn't
it? That was a Reddit claim that is the greatest decade in acting history, and it may well be.
I mean, you can't argue with that.
It's hard to argue it.
You cannot. I mean, and by the way, he worked his ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot, yeah, because sometimes two movies a year. I mean, that's getting after it.
But that is a run right there.
That is
man.
A heck of a run. I mean, how do you beat that one?
All right, is that trash?
That, Jim Dunaway, is trash.
All right.
And as always, it's presented by our friends at Mortgage Right. When it comes to home equity, bigger is always better. You've never had more equity in your home than you do now. Make it work for you. MortgageRight.com/TNR. That's MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Jay says, it's not the worst plan to hide inside the teddy bear. Not the worst plan to hide.
Yeah, I would agree.
Charles on fire exit. He is desperate for attention. No real friends.
Yeah, that I would agree with.
Shockingly,
you're just jealous that you didn't have the name.
Yeah.
You didn't have the idea.
It's shocking that he had a girlfriend at all. Lunsford pointed out he should have changed his name to Open or Closed if he wants to see his name everywhere.
Every store.
Yeah. And then Carrie said Road to Perdition is very underrated. Do you agree?
It's a great film.
You know, Road to Perdition is a really good film.
Brown didn't like the ending.
Wasn't crazy about the ending. Yeah. I would agree with you.
But it's his first time that
it's a harsh ending.
Tom Hanks ever played technically a bad guy, a villain.
Yeah. What was the one, Lady Killers? Did you ever see that one?
Yeah, it was a remake. I had no interest. They're trying to break into the woman's house to find money or gold.
He's kind of a bad guy in that, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a dark comedy.
Okay, we'll get Lunsford to compile a list, but Tripp says Tom Cruise, a very impressive run of movies, 86 to 96, better than Hanks.
Well, somebody said in the 70s and 80s, Harrison Ford, when he did Star Wars and Indiana Jones and Witness, he was in Blade Runner. There's some guys that have come, but I still think Tom Hanks takes the cake.
Tom Hanks is pretty good.
And Matt says there's an India version of Forrest Gump coming out.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah. Yeah, it's basically an Indian guy that just has all their great moments like Forrest
Life
Gump.
Life is like a pot of curry?
Oh, my God.
Holy.
Oh, not good? Nope.
No, it's too good. Like, that's the thing. It's scary. Like, where's Jim? Bring Jim back.
I don't know if the accent was worse or the fact that he said life is like a pot of curry.
I'm trying to think of what a box of chocolate will be like.
Life is like a pot of curry.
AT&T, this is Forrest. I mean, Bill?
It's an officially licensed Forrest Gump remake in India.
Well, good for them. Somebody needs some money.
Somebody's going to make some cash. My friend Greg from Pell City is up on a roof right now, and he is working to help you and your family get a free no-cost inspection, 205-542-3531. Well, why did I not go into acting? I don't know. 542-3531, free no-cost inspection. Greg Nelson will give that for you today. No obligation. If you haven't had your roof inspected in the last few years, especially after these recent storms, then you need to maybe get it inspected. You can also look him up on Facebook, Greg from Pell City on Facebook, Greg from Pell City on Facebook. Locally owned for over 20 years, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Go check them out right now. What's wrong?
Somebody wants you to say Jenna in Indian accent.
I can't even do the. You can do Jenny in the Southern accent. I can't even do that.
Jenna weighs like peas and carrots.
You ain't got no legs.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan. Best thing about being shot in the buttocks.
I mean, but
you get all the free ice cream you want.
Oh, we. Well, wait. I can't. That can't be. They can't make fun of our accent, and then we can't make fun of their accent.
I don't know, man. I don't really care. I don't care if you make fun of it. I just thought it was funny.
So, are they? Is it verbatim the script, or are they making it more?
He's going to be from Southern India. SEC of High Life.
I mean, are they going to get the Alabama Bear Bryant part of the movie over there?
He's going to be playing cricket.
Yeah, cricket or High Life.
Yeah.
No. All right. I can't wait to see it. I just want to see the cross references. I mean, is it the 19? Is it the Vietnam War? Or are they fighting Pakistan?
I really don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of questions.
Forced run.
Yeah.
How do you know what it is?
I got a bowl of curry.
Yeah. All right, when we come back.